WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So have you voted today? In case you've been envying other states for their competitive primary elections, American Express and the National Trust for Historic Preservation are offering you a chance to vote early and vote often for the historic sites you deem worthiest to get the $3 million in grants they're distributing. The 40 institutions vying for the money are spread across the five boroughs and range from the Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum to the Tug, Pegasus, and Waterfront Museum barge in Brooklyn. Joining me to talk about these historic sites and the American Idol method of awarding grant money is Roberta Lane, Senior Field Officer and Attorney with the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Welcome to WNYC, Roberta Lane.
Thanks so much, Brian. Hi.
And I should mention that New York Public Radio, while not one of the organizations up for this grant money, is involved in the contest through events at our green space, including an upcoming story slam there a week from today involving some of these competing organizations. But again, we're not one of the organizations vying for the grant money. But tell us about the details of the voting. How much of the $3 million is being decided by popular vote? And when will the results be in?
A great deal is actually being decided by popular vote, and people should get on www.partnersinpreservation.com. And as you said, and thanks so much, they should vote daily until May 21st. They can actually end up distributing up to $1 million because the top four popular vote winners will get their full requests for grants.
Why do it this way? Why not just use your knowledge and professional judgment?
Because we want to get people inspired to think about the historic places in New York City, in their own communities, to think about, you know, the need to keep those places standing and what it takes to keep those places standing and enriching their lives. So this is a way to engage people in that, to kind of have a conversation about historic places and cultural values and how, you know, their local school is a historic place and is part of the historic preservation sort of impulse. And that's the goal.
Aren't you afraid that some organizations with good networks will stuff the ballot box?
People raise that a lot, and we've done this in a lot of cities in the past with American Express. Partners in Preservation has been in Chicago and San Francisco, and over, people are worried about that, and it's amazing to find that it's just not the case. And for example, right now, you know, the way the voting is going, it's a congregation, a synagogue in Brooklyn that's in the lead, and you know, the Brooklyn Public Library is number two, and they're kind of neck and neck. And the icons, many of them are doing really well, but they're not right at the very front, and that's what we find from city to city.
So are you, in a sense, encouraging these organizations to stuff the ballot box? That is, encouraging as many people on their list or involved with them to vote once a day as the rules allow, because you're measuring an organization's email lists, organizational skills, the passion with which their communities view them?
You bet. Yes. Yeah. What we want to do is make sure that these communities support these places over the long term. So it's really a grassroots campaign. It's the sites that are doing, you know, all the work, really. You know, American Express and the National Trust are supporting, where we are absolutely trying to, you know, help build organizational capacity and sustainability along the way and helping promote the program. But it's the sites that are activating their networks. And when you think about it, you know, those, the smaller sites, you know, Rossville AME, Zion Church in Sandy Ground in Staten Island, the people, the congregants who have, you know, committed to that place and care about it and have been going there, you know, and their families have for generations, are really pretty excited to be on the same list as the Guggenheim or the Apollo. And so they are charged up and talking to everybody they know about getting on to the web and voting daily. And you can actually vote one of three ways. If you go to www.partnersinpreservation.com, you'll find that you can either vote through Facebook, through that website, or mobily.
And listeners, if you want to talk to Rebecca Lane from the National Trust for Historic Preservation, you can do so. We just have a few minutes left in the show, but if you want to get in right away, 212-433-WNYC. You can express an opinion about this method of awarding grant money to nonprofits, 212-433-9692. And I guess we could take a little bit of electioneering if you want to argue for your group, 212-433-9692. And it's not that one organization will get $3 million. It's that there are a number of winners at different levels. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. Right. The maximum grant is actually $250,000, which can make a really serious impact in restoration of these historic places. And so a lot of those sites will get grants. The public will, weigh in, and those top four will get their full grants, and then many of the others will also get grants.
And you can see, folks, when you go to their site or go to the link through us, all 40 of the historic sites and other not-for-profits that are on their list, if you want to consider casting a ballot in this yourself. We've mentioned some of them. We don't have time to go through all 40. But you've done this already in other cities. These are all New York City organizations, and I gather you already have some experience with this, right?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I actually work in Boston, and we did this in Greater Boston, and it was just so inspirational and exciting. And there's nothing like those moments, like the Story Slam next week, when we get all these sites together and the people who, have been caring for these places and investing in them and keeping them standing and open to the public, coming together and feeling, like they're not alone in this, and that finally they get to talk to, all of New York City or all of Boston, in the case of Boston, about their places and why they matter. And the long-term sort of impact has been amazing for these organizations and for these sites. So that's been fun.
Well, our lines have exploded. And since we just have 5 minutes left in the show, we're going to keep each of you very, very short when you're on the air. Here is somebody who called in from that group that is leading in the balloting so far, Congregation Beth Elohim in Brooklyn. And is it Drucy? Is that your name?
Yeah. It's Drucy, yeah.
Drucy, hi. Okay, we can give you 15 seconds, literally. Go, make your pitch.
Okay, well, first of all, I just wanted to say thank you so much to National Trust. This has been an incredible experience for Beth Elohim. When we were first meeting, we were just amazed. We didn't think we would get the kind of votes that the other behemoths would get. And our synagogue has just rallied. And just walking through the streets of Brooklyn, people are like, yo, I voted today. I voted thumbs up. And everyone at the public schools and everyone at the farmer's market.
And, Drew, I'm going to leave it there. Obviously, great community building going on within that organization. Why is that congregation on the list? People may hear the category of historic preservation and think, why is Congregation Beth Elohim on the list in the first place? Roberta?
Sure. Sure. Well, first of all, one of the main goals of the program was really to tell New York City's diverse stories and like the richness and dimension that these historic places bring to New York City and to the country's history. So that's, part of the effort, as well as, geographic diversity. Congregation Beth Elohim is the largest reform congregation in Brooklyn. They have a long, rich history and a beautiful neoclassical mm-hmm. building that needs work on its stained glass windows. So they just fit the bill.
There you go. Kathleen in Pelham, you're on WNYC. You have an organization you want to shout out?
Yes, I'd like to give a shout out to the Bartow Pell Mansion Museum in the Bronx. It's mm-hmm. a very unique property that has been under renovation and being restored to a really beautiful place of wonder, and it's open to everybody, and a lot of people from not only Westchester but the Bronx and the city come and enjoy.
And I'm going to leave it there. Thank you on the Bartow Tell Mansion. And Carl, you're on WNYC. You're supporting one of the organizations, right?
I sure am. I'm supporting the Alice Austin House on Staten Island. Alice Austin was one of America's first female photographers. She was a fierce woman, way ahead of her time, and she lived in a house called Clear Comfort, which dates back to 1690. It's a great house. It's a great woman. It's a great site. We need your votes. Come on. Go vote. Alice Austin. She's first. She comes up first when you push A to C.
Oh, because it's alphabetical. Thank you very much. Let me take one caller before we run out of time who wants to push back on this concept. Is it Sephora?
Yes.
Hi.
My concern, and thank you, I do love your show.
Thank you.
But my concern is that we're not allowing the people in communities who might not have the savvy and the wherewithal to get to the computers, to get to Twitter and Facebook, to input their desire to have these things.
And Sipara, I'm going to leave it there. The concern, Roberta, is very clear, and I'd sum it up as kind of a socioeconomic bias if this is being done through computers and social media.
I absolutely do hear that concern. I think that it's important to realize that these sites are far-flung in neighborhoods. They're neighborhood institutions across the city, in a diversity of sort of socioeconomic circumstances. And they are doing outreach to their communities and to people who may or may not have, computers or mobile devices. And they often have, computers and kiosks and things like this at their sites, and they're trying to get people to those, get people to the library, wherever they can, and helping them through the voting process, because that's important, that access.
So I always have a soft spot for the underdog, so I'm just going to mention the organization in last place, 40th place as of this moment, as far as we know, which is the Mind Builders Creative Arts Center in the Bronx. What do you know
Hooray.
About them?
Mind Builders is just so exciting. So they're in a 1906 municipal building. They're in Olinville in Northeast Bronx, and it's a performing arts education institution. They've been there since 1984, and just dynamic, low-cost services to the community in this historic building so that people who are going to those classes are uplifted just by virtue of being in this great, wonderful building, brick, beautifully designed. So it's that sort of, interface between history and the depths and richness and beauty and a living place that's
right.
Making people's lives better.
So, yeah, they're sort of the Kansas City Royals of the Trust for Historic Preservation competition at the moment. We thank Roberta Lane, who's a senior field officer with the National Trust for Historic Preservation and working with an American Express team on allocating via online and social media voting $3 million in historic preservation grant money. You can go to our site to get to their link at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show and come to their free public event in the green space where all these organizations can come. And oh, I'm sorry, it's not free. There are tickets, but it is in the green space coming up. Thank you so much.